NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting the 2025 Kaw Valley Field Day, a celebration of soil, farmers, food, and community, October 11th at the Shirk Farm in North Lawrence. Details at kawvalleyfieldday.com. From French composer Léo Delibes, we heard The Procession of Bacchus from the ballet Sylvia, as played by the Cincinnati Pops and conductor Eric Kunzel. This is Kansas Public Radio. In an afternoon of classical music, things continue with Musica Pacifica playing a trio sonata by Johann Sebastian Bach a little later, not to mention the Ulster Orchestra with a symphonic poem illustrating both a magical landscape and a figure from Irish mythology. We've got The Garden of Fand by Arnold Bach still to come. Lots of wonderful things to look forward to in this noon hour, and indeed, a whole afternoon of classics together. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television, and the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th, open to the public, reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org. We continue on. We have more French music next, and something from the composer Paul Agricole Jeannine, who was a 19th-century French flutist, mainly, an occasional composer for that instrument. One of his most famous creations for it is what we'll hear next. They call this one Carnival of Venice. And we'll hear it played by the Waterloo Chamber Orchestra and Mark Grovels, our flutist, on KPR. Music from the 19th-century French flutist and composer Paul Agricole Jeannine, in his most famous flute piece called Carnival of Venice, played by the Waterloo Chamber Orchestra there, along with flutist Mark Grovels. And the time is 12:25. The Ulster Orchestra joining us in the second half of the hour with the tone poem The Garden of Fand by Arnold Bax, a ethereal and mysterious toned tone poem, in just a few minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Joni Wickham moderates journalism and civic engagement with Fox 4's John Holt and journalist Mary Sanchez. October 22nd at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Limestone, Taylor's Donuts, and Delicious Del Sur for supporting KPR by generously donating food during our membership drive. Right now on the KU campus, it's 71 degrees. Today's high around 73. Sky is cloudy at the moment and turning sunny a bit later. Tonight we have a 40% chance of showers, a low of 59, and tomorrow looks like it'll be sunny, slight chance of showers in the morning, and a high of 81. Next, we're in the company of the ensemble Musica Pacifica to enjoy a bit of Bach, Trio Sonata No. 5 in C Major, on KPR. Trio Sonata No. 5 in C Major by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Musica Pacifica, on KPR, where it is about 12:40, 20 minutes until NPR News, at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us here on a Thursday afternoon. KPR's annual live day is going to be coming up pretty soon on Friday, October 24th. And for that event, join us for a free concert by violinist Destiny and Friends, an evening of spooky tales and tunes, live at Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations on Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. The admission's free, but we ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan on joining us. The Ulster Orchestra is up next with a tone poem of English composer Sir Arnold Bax, who, as we mentioned before, was a great lover of all things Irish. And he based this 1916 tone poem on a figure from Irish mythology, Fand, the mythological wife of the Lord of the Ocean, and her mysterious garden, which the music transports us to. We'll hear The Garden of Fand next on KPR. A 1916 tone poem from English composer Sir Arnold Bax, which illustrates a figure from Irish mythology. We heard The Garden of Fand with the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Bryden Thompson, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. Classical music continues on in the next hour, where we've got music for piano and orchestra in the form of a burlesque by Richard Strauss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Northern Symphonia of England and conductor Richard Hickox getting things started in our 1 p.m. hour of classical music with the May Song from Sir Edward Elgar. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you with more classical music for Thursday afternoon. Coming up, the Huntington Trio has music for flute, oboe, and cello by American composer Arthur Foote, not to mention a concert piece for violin and orchestra from Max Bruch. Much to look forward to as classical music unfolds. And support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas. Devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. Onward now with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Some music for piano and orchestra next to enjoy, composed by Richard Strauss as a young man of 21 in 1885, when his musical career had just gotten a big boost to it when he was invited to be the assistant conductor of the Meiningen Court Orchestra. For them, he composed this lively so-called burlesque for piano and orchestra. Here's pianist Jeffrey Cahane with the Cincinnati Symphony, led by Jesus Lopez Cobos, on Kansas Public Radio. Music for piano and orchestra, created in 1886 by Richard Strauss as a young man of 21 years. His burlesque for piano and orchestra, played by Jeffrey Cahane, and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jesus Lopez Cobos. It's a minute past 1:30. In a few minutes, we've brought you music for piano and orchestra, and in just a little while, music for violin and orchestra, when we hear a concert piece by Max Bruch, a bit later, the Russian Philharmonic. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. And the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Joni Wickham moderates journalism and civic engagement. with Fox 4's John Holt and journalist Mary Sanchez, October 22nd at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Next, we have a little American chamber music. The Huntingdon Trio joins us for three pieces for flute, oboe, and cello by 19th-century American composer of the Boston area, Arthur Foote, next on KPR. By American composer Arthur Foote, three pieces for flute, oboe, and cello. A performance by the Huntingdon Trio, today on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:40, 20 minutes until NPR News, followed by more classical music until 3 p.m. We'll bring you all things considered at that time, of course. Tonight at 7 p.m., it is Classics Live. And tonight, KPR's own spirited classical evening host, Destiny Ann Mermagan, recently appeared in a Doreen Moran professional recital along with her husband, Michael, who teaches cello at UMKC. And the official accompanist and concert pianist of Park University, Lolita Lisovskaya-Sayevich, with a fruitful combination for violin, cello, and piano by Beethoven and Tchaikovsky. That is Classics Live tonight at 7, and of course Destiny has Tango Thursday from 8 to 9. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Next on KPR is music by Max Bruch. This will be one of his late works, one composed in 1910. Originally for the violin virtuoso Willie Hess in his day, this is a concert piece for violin and orchestra, based in part on a charming little Irish folk song called The Little Red Lark. Concert piece for violin and orchestra with the Russian Philharmonic, led by Dmitry Oblonsky and violinist Maxim Fedotov on KPR. Late work by German composer Max Bruch, composed in 1910. His concert piece for violin and orchestra, performed there by the Russian Philharmonic, led by Dmitry Oblonsky and violinist Maxim Fedotov, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 2 p.m. and about time for NPR News, with one more hour of the classics on the way, an hour that will bring us a sonata for oboe by George Friedrich Handel, and an Italian serenade for strings, that and much more, is on the way. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
To NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're alive, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with a fun little tune by Edvard Grieg, with a title that translates to In the Whirl of the Dance. And we heard the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra, led by Iona Brown. Kansas Public Radio's classical music continues on. I'm Jeff Watson here until 3 p.m., with a little less than an hour to go, and looking forward to I Solisti Italiani. They'll have for us an Italian serenade for strings, the work of composer Emanuel Ferrari. Not to mention, a little sonata for oboe and organ by George Friedrich Handel. All ahead of us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of Roaring Twenties Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow on Thursday, October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org. And KJHK and their 50th birthday showcase in the Kansas Union Gallery and the Kansas Memorial Union, now through Saturday, October 18th, with a reception on Thursday, October 16th, 4 to 6 p.m., open to the public. Details at kjhk.org. Next on KPR, we have music from an English composer by the name of Philip Christian Darnton, who was born in 1905 to an extremely well-off family, which afforded him the luxury of being able to pursue his musical passions with little difficulty, and eventually became one of the preferred composers of Ray Vaughan Williams. From Darnton, we'll enjoy a concertino for piano and strings. Peter Donohoe is conductor and pianist with the Northern Symphonia of England on KPR. Concertino for piano and strings from English composer Christian Darnton. The Northern Symphonia of England with that performance with conductor and pianist Peter Donohoe here on Kansas Public Radio. Now 2:25 and still to come, I Solisti Italiani and an Italian Serenade for String Orchestra from composer Emanuele Ferrari in about 7 minutes' time. Here on KPR, support for classical music comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. till late. More information at 715mass.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Before we get to that serenade for strings, here's something by George Friedrich Händel, oboist Louise Pellerin, and organist André Laberge together in an oboe sonata in F major on Kansas Public Radio. Sonata for Oboe in F major by George Friedrich Händel, played by Louise Pellerin and organist André Laberge. Here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:34. And at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. If you liked that oboe and organ piece, one thing to keep in mind, just a brief note, of an organ recital taking place tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m., at the Bales Organ Recital Hall at the Lead Center. Organist Olivier Latrie, organist with the Notre Dame of Paris, and current William T. Kemper Artist in Residence. A program of organ music tomorrow evening with work by Johann Sebastian Bach, César Franck, Maurice Duruflé, and much more. Olivier Latrie, performing tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., at Bales Organ Recital Hall at the Lead Center. You can find all the details at lead.ku.edu. And support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group as seen on Disney Plus, on Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m., tickets available at lead.ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence, and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. More at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. And we come now at last to a recording of I Solisti Italiani to enjoy music by composer Emanuele Ferrari, a serenade for string orchestra on KPR. Including this afternoon's music with a serenade for string orchestra by Italian composer Emanuele Ferrari, played by the members of I Solisti Italiani on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about now 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News is next. Later on tonight at 7, we bring you Classics Live, followed by Tango Thursday with Destiny from 8 to 9 p.m. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you once again for joining me for an afternoon of music, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.